from Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. and Russian representatives will meet Sunday to discuss Ukraine. Two Morsi supporters sentenced to death in Egypt. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. The meeting is now scheduled between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The two top representatives will meet Sunday in Paris in an effort to find a diplomatic solution to the Ukraine crisis that would reverse Russia's buildup of military forces surrounding Ukraine. U.S. officials who confirmed the Paris talks did not give specific details. A lengthy telephone discussion between President Barack Obama and Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin triggered the new round of talks. The new round of diplomacy is seen as an effort to defuse the Ukraine crisis, which, in a matter of weeks, has become the most serious dispute between Russia and the U.S. since the end of the Cold War. The United States and its allies have insisted on a diplomatic solution for the Ukraine dispute, including Russia's controversial annexation of the strategic Crimean Peninsula. In recent days, the concentration of Russian troops, tanks, and warships near Ukraine's borders has expanded considerably. But Lavrov, Russia's top diplomat, told state television Saturday that his country has no intention of sending those forces into Ukraine. In Egypt, a court has sentenced two supporters of former President Mohamed Morsi to death. The two were on trial for throwing two people off the roof of a building in the coastal city of Alexandria during mass protests against Mr. Morsi's ouster a year ago. Egypt's interim authorities have been cracking down on supporters of Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood and Mr. Morsi, who has been in custody since he was removed from office about 9 months ago. A court in the Egyptian city of Minya recently sentenced 529 Muslim Brotherhood members to death for murdering a police officer, attacking a police station, and other acts of violence. U.S. President Barack Obama is on the way to Washington on Saturday after wrapping up a week-long diplomatic trip to the Middle East and Europe. Before leaving Riyadh, the president presented the U.S. State Department's Woman of Courage Award to Maha al-Munif for her work in combating domestic violence.
Dr. Maha al-Munif has been able to not only set up services here in the kingdom, but also, more importantly in some ways, been able to pass laws providing protections for women and children for domestic abuse and to provide a safe space and shelter for those who are suffering from domestic abuse.
In the search for missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, vessels from six nations, including China and Australia, scoured the southern Indian Ocean Saturday. Nothing significant was reported. Malaysia's acting transport minister, Hishamuddin Hussein, is trying to assure families of the missing passengers and crew that the international team deployed on the sea and in the skies remained committed to the search.
And I have said that from the beginning, that no matter how remote, I'm always hoping against hope. And I'm praying, and the SAR is also, in any remote manner, has always been to find for survivors.
More on these stories at voanews.com. Lebanese security officials say a suicide car bomb has exploded at an army checkpoint in eastern Lebanon near the Syrian border, killing at least one soldier and wounding others. Saturday's attack took place in the border town of Arsal, which has been a spillover from the Syrian conflict. The region is home to thousands of Syrian refugees as well as Syrian rebels and their allies who have fled a Syrian army offensive aimed at securing towns and villages along the Lebanese border. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has been fighting alongside forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. More than 100 aftershocks have hit the southern region of the U.S. state of California following Friday's 5.1 magnitude earthquake that rattled metropolitan Los Angeles. The U.S. Geological Survey has been recording the aftershocks, the largest of which reportedly appears to be a 3.4 magnitude quake that struck near the city of La Habra in Orange County. Authorities have issued no reports of major damage or injuries from the quakes, which led to the temporary displacement of about 50 people. The United Nations Human Rights Council has extended an investigation into human rights abuses in North Korea for 1 year. In a statement, U.S. State Department spokesperson Marie Harf welcomed the extension and pledged support for establishing a field office in Asia to monitor the human rights situation in North Korea. More on all of these stories and all the news 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, reporting from Washington.